Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Patrick, is that an iPod you're holding?
Yeah, Jim. I have an idea for promoting the podcast, and it came to me really recently.
Oh, cool. What's the idea?
Well, what we do is we get everyone's iPod in the whole world. It has to be like millions and millions of iPods, right? Because everyone has one. And then, here's the kicker, we put an episode of our podcast on everyone's iPod. Genius, right?
Yeah, that's a good one, Patrick.
The only thing is, it's going to be tricky to get everyone in the world to send us their iPods, but I'm working on it.
Okay. Keep me posted on that one. Okay, Patrick, from time to time we get phone calls on the show, and sometimes people will call more than once, leave a series of calls. That'll happen.
That's very true. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That number is
612-440-1984.
Yes, you can call, and you can do that yourself. But here on Rockin' the Suburbs, I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
There's one guy in particular whose calls we like to showcase from time to time, and his name is Echo Park Jimmy.
And, PJ.
So the way we do that is we play the calls and then we comment on the calls. All right, you ready for this?
I am, Jim, and I want to ask you one quick question before we start. Have you ever called in to like a radio show or a sports talk show and gotten on the air?
I have had an occasional email read.
Oh.
On the Tony Kornheiser show.
Tony Kornheiser show.
The radio show. Back when I used to listen to that a lot. I don't listen to it much anymore, but years and years ago, I used to listen to it regularly, and they would have like the big email segment, which is probably where we stole that from. And at the end of the show, and it was always like an honor if you could get your email read on the show.
So absolutely. Yeah. Totally an honor. Yeah.
What about you?
The only thing I've ever done is called into giveaways. You know, if you're the 10th caller, you get tickets to Journey or whatever.
Magic 101.
Right. You get tickets to Bachman Turner Overdrive this weekend at the Capitol Center. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So,
the Speedway. Yeah.
That's right. The Saratoga Speedway.
That's right.
But getting back to EPJ.
Okay. Yeah. Ready? I'm going to hit play on this. Okay.
Okay. Right. Yep.
Hey, this is Suburban Party Land. Woohoo! Rocking the Suburb. Brought to you by Tom Morello's 84-bar guitar solo in the live version of The Ghost of Tom Joad, where, you know, Tom uses his guitar as a divining rod to give voice to the homeless, lost souls on the road to redemption. Hey, boys, EPJ in the house. Oh, the other thing you guys do at the Rockin' the Suburban Party Line. All these people sending in voicemail. No way, the food's brown pie, plenty of it. If you brought back Mr. Dying Man. Me to go to a couple classic rock shows. I'll get to that in a second. My goodness, boys. Y'all doing some research on how to get more listeners. I know you did some TikTok. You did some 21 Pilots. You tried to entice listeners with some discussion of the greatest album of all time, Lou Reed and Metallica. But that's not going to cut it. I heard that the best way that there's a three-step process to get more listeners. You either switch to true crime, like Jim and Patrick solve mysteries, like in a van, like in record store alleys, or you do an exclusive deal, like you two did with Apple. You have the Rock in the Suburbs automatically downloaded into everybody's device every morning, and they can't stop it. And then the third step, hey, sorry about that. I got distracted. kidding. But I love that Andrew WK. He never recovered from that perfect first single. We do what we like, and we like what we do. So let's get a party going. Let's get a party going. Now it's time to party, and we'll party hard, party hard. There's a 5-guitar attack in Andrew WK, and I just discovered that piano. Just he was lopping that on. And if you look at his most favorite tracks, they're all still from that first album. Party Hard, It's Time to Party, Party in the Head, Party in Heaven, Everybody Wants to Party, and then one of the tracks is a more recent track. Music is Worth Living For. That should be the subheading of Rock in the Suburbs. Thank you for bringing me through a tough year, fellas. Long time no talk to. Remember, true love grows. True love knows new music. Hey, let's do a quick shout out. Shout out to Walt Falconer in the Falcon's Nest. Of course, man. Why can't I see? Oh, just a couple of quick notes about Rock in the Suburbs. It's still the definitive music podcast to listen to every day. These boys did an episode about Kalamazoo, had probably my most favorite moment in 2,000-plus episodes these boys have done. 1,200? I don't know what you're at. Jim Lenahan goes, you know, Kalamazoo, 4 syllables in a zoo. Play it back. It's second favorite to when a new music rec by Patrick. He's like, you got to peep or listen to Canterbury Tales by Catenary Wines. I mean, how deep of a pull is that? I got a conniption fit over here. You guys got to listen closer to Echo Park Jimmy over here. You missed the whole point of that Churches thing. They did a song with Robert Smith of The Cure. Of The Cure. Nicholas Nygaard, I heard, did a theme. So let's shout out for Echo Park Jimmy. So let's shout out that boy. I know. Highland Park Harry. Oh, no, baby. And Eagle Rock Eddie, they're trying to drag me to a couple classic rock concerts. I'll do a quick report. I'll go to those concerts and I'll do a quick report. But you gotta, you don't go boom, boom. You go ding, 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 ding. It was long ago since Echo Park Jimmy called. Hey, I feel like you tightened up that outgoing message. So I'm going to tighten it up. Shout out new intern Jason. Hey, Jason, you don't get paid. I'll try to keep it short. Here's what I'm not going to talk about. I'm not going to talk about the 40,000 men and women every day, because somebody I heard recently said that it's actually 140,000 men and women every day if you ran the numbers, but they also said that wouldn't work out. I also am not going to talk about bears, although on another thing I listened to, they were talking about, you know, it was, like I said, to get better ratings for your podcast, true crime, you know, that always helps. In one where there was a missing girl in Montana, these people got chased by bears, and they were like, you don't get ate by a bear. You know what I'm saying? You don't, they can't find me up there getting eaten by bears. Hey, one more shout out other than Jason Pay, Bud Burge. I know Bud Burge likes shout out. But quickly, Rob Gates, that needle of freedom. From the beginning of the Hootenanny, you inspired me, brother. And now I'm ready to create my own original EPJ shiz. And then also Bill Mulligan. I don't think I've ever shouted him out, but he's got great taste. In his perfect pop, he got some wham going. They are underrated. And try to track down Desi Arnaz talking about inventing the conga. He had his back against the wall, so he grabbed some guy in the, like, usually play drums. He's like, grab 2 frying pans. He's like, what am I going to do? How do I go boom, boom, boom on a frying pan? He's going, no, don't go boom, boom, boom. You go ding, 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 ding. You follow me? And that's how the conga got started. I came, I saw, I conga'd. Okay, really quick concert review. I remember I was at the concert. I got dragged to the Rolling Stones. very good, but it could have been the same show. It could have been Steel's Wheels. My friend Tarzana Todd was also there, and he's like, it could have been Steel's Wheels, 1991, same set. And my main beef with the Stones is they do these 12-minute, like, Vegas versions with no danger, you know what I mean? No, it's just. So, picture this. So, it's Echo Park Jimmy at the L.A. SoFi, the brand new SoFi Stadium. We got Highland Park here. We got Eagle Rock Danny. We got Tarzana Todd. We somehow get into the venue sneakily, right past all the ushers, and we go right to the mezzanine for the band, unfortunately, as mentioned, because Rockin' the Suburbs cover everything. Ah, Charlie Watts was not there. But Mick and Keith were there in fine form. And during the concert I was at, the Dodgers miraculously beat the Giants in a game 5. I know you guys talk about sports in this podcast. I'll move on because there was a tragic end of the season. Some karate choppers went up against some trash can beaters. Very unsatisfying conclusion, but we'll just look ahead. So that's why sports, there's always next year, baby. There's always next call by EPJ. Like I said, I'll keep it tight. Keep it tight to a 3 minutes. These calls are 3 minutes. Counter report, 3 minutes. Wait till you see what I got dragged to 2 days later. But really quick, the Stones, very great. And my main memory is how Mick just still controlled that crap. He's like, whatever it was. He's like, very good. Good, good, good. He would grade like a school teacher, the audience. Very good, very good. Yes, yes, yes. Woo, woo, very good, very good. Up there, louder, louder. Just very enjoyable show, but very too short because the set list, I don't know how many songs they crammed in there. They did some Between the Buttons. But they could have done Little TNA. They could have done a better solo. There was a weird dead period where Keith did some weird solo stuff. They just needed to tighten up their set or like add more songs. I don't know what it was. But for their age, I just kept going, how could Mick be so just, he did every move except one. Every move in his arsenal except one. And he had that crowd in the palm of his hands. And then 2 days later, Tarzana Todd, he's like, we gotta go see this band because they're doing a whole Hotel California. Oh, I know I said it. I got dragged to the Eagles. It was amazing. And I know. I don't know if I'm going to call back. I got to go do some whiskey. Maybe I can talk about it. Hey, Jim and Patrick, have you ever heard that story? Speaking of Tom Morello, the song Blood and Roses? You got to listen to the live version, by the way. It's got this frenetic bass solo. It was long ago. So, Matt Pinfield. Hey, Matt Pinfield here. He was talking to Tom Morello about how when the early Nirvana was on tour in some crappy van, they got the cassette for Especially For You by the Smithereens stuck in the cassette player. So if you listen to this song about a girl, hold on, by Nirvana, let me see really quick here. I need an easy plan. Yeah, it's so close, dude. It's one of those like, hey, we're going to sue you, man. How much do expectations end up defining your final opinion of a piece? You know what I'm saying? What if some guy said that was Metallica Lulu was the greatest thing ever recorded? Maybe it's good. What if somebody tells you they saw the Eagles and it was really good? They were really good. I don't know what to tell you. You know the famous Suburbs Hootenanny, Rockin' the Suburbs Hootenanny, the video where Mike Wagner's guitar was on fire? There was this part, if you were eating vegetables, there was the back screen. me and Tarzana Todd snuck down to the back, and we were right by Don Henley and Joe Walsh. And on the back screen, there was Joe Walsh was on fire. Have you ever seen the Eagles? Have you ever seen the Eagles? Oh, California Weave. Have you ever seen them do Hotel California in California in the Forum? I don't even know what to tell you. You're dead inside if you don't like that stuff. Listen to your name. Whoop. And those dreams aren't as best as they seem when you dream them up. But it was super cool watching Don Henley in top notch form and Joe Walsh. Hey, everybody. And they really relied on a lot of Joe Walsh. So if you like Joe Walsh, you'll like that. And I've sampled the live version of the Forum from 3 years ago. Their vocals topped it. They got a bunch of guys who can really sing, and the wall of harmony is so beautiful. Hey, Jim and Patrick, you were talking about old time radio back in the Midwest. You remember that? I think it was FM 104 or might have been KLOX in Detroit. If it feels good, pull it out, push it in, and crank it up. KLOS, something like that. It sounded all sexual, but it was just talking about where you used to pull out the radio station, push it back in. If you're listening, I was also thinking about the hurdy-gurdy man. No, a couple of quick notes. Mark Twain once said that history doesn't repeat. History doesn't repeat. It rhymes. I think you mentioned this 53-track Metallica covers album. Wow. And I think I mentioned you forgot some stuff, but I'm not going to go over Spilt Milk. I might do an episode called EPJ Spilt Milk, like I'll just a comprehensive thing that you missed, like Placebo, Jimmy James, Gorillaz, Jimmy. You slip and slim. I was gonna do an episode for the boys, and then I got COVID. I'm thinking of doing a remake. And then I got hot, but it'll be like, dot, dot, dot. And then I got COVID, and then I ordered nachos. Okay, a couple of quick song recommendations, because I never call in for new music, but please tell me you've heard On the Chaise Longue, On the Chaise Longue, On the Chaise Longue, All Day Long, On the Chaise Longue by Wet Leg. Wet Leg, Chaise Longue. I know Jim and Patrick don't listen to Hit Parade, but that is your hit of the year. Chaise Longue, All Day Long, On the Chaise Longue, Wet Leg. And then the other one is this young lady named Park Hye-jin. And it's hard to track this song down just because it's spelled with those letters. I don't know if it's Chinese or Mandarin. It's this song called What You Doing Later. Park Hye-jin. What You Doing Later. What You Doing Later. I'm calling EPJ. I'm calling the Suburban Party Line. I'm sorry, Jason. I didn't mean to go long. I told you I wasn't going to talk about that Highland Park. You got to talk about the Eagles, man. You got to talk about Billy Eilish. No, S-N-Y, man. You gotta have more whiskey. Let's talk about whiskey.
All right, and that is it. There is your dispatch.
He's gone? Yes. Yes. He was still inside my mind.
So I'll let you react here to whatever you'd like, Patrick, but I first have to apologize. This is the second time I have forgotten the theme music that Niklas recorded, so I'm going to play it now. Normally, you would play the theme music before the segment.
Well, that's how some amateur shows do it.
That's right. So here, let's hear this.
Welcome to the Suburban Party Line. How can I help?
How is Jim and Patrick? How is Jim and Patrick?
They're fine, sir.
Tired of waiting for EPJ.
Sir, are you all right?
I just miss my Suburban Party people.
Yeah, don't we all sometimes?
I was stuck in Guam.
You were what?
Stuck in Guam.
Oh, crap. Who is this guy?
I am still super, uber, number one fan of Rock in the Suburbs.
It's EPJ from LA on the last show that I'll echo Paul. From Silver Lake to Scotland. From Redondo to Rehoboth. From North Hollywood to Falun. All right, people.
There you go. How about that?
Please play that again.
Thanks.
Unbelievably great. Yeah. Oh, my God. So great. Yeah, the chorus, Jim, is truly infectious. I'm actually, yes. I have a rash. I'm actually scratching.
You're infected.
So infectious.
Yeah. Thanks to Niklas Nygaard for putting that together.
Wow.
Again, my apologies I keep forgetting to play it. And
yeah, what the hell?
I don't know. Because it's like
you're sitting on the greatest single of all time.
I know. That was so good. And
oh my God, that was amazing.
Yeah, we'll remember that from now on. Okay, so the EPJ call. Did you any thoughts on that?
Yes, Jim. A couple thoughts. Okay. One, want to double EPJ's comment about intern Jason. I know he's the new intern, the quiet intern, but he's been doing a great job, and he's a wonderful person. He's just kind of shy, a little demure, but we love that he's working with us and helping us out. So I definitely want to follow EPJ and saying thanks to him. The other thing, I'll say this, Jim. You know, I'm not the world's greatest writer, even though I've gotten paid to write for a long time. But I've written a couple things where I got lucky, right? Sometimes you keep writing and writing, and, you know, every now and then you hit on something that's kind of funny. So this has to do with Andrew WK.
Yeah.
I saw him at the first concert he played at the 930 Club on his first album, and I wrote the show up for the local rag down here. And I said, you know, I got to find this. Andrew WK will never write a song better than this because he's destined to repeat this formula for the rest of his career. Why I said that, I don't know, but it turned out to be true.
Yeah.
So yeah, and it was just luck, you know, that I said that, but yeah, he came up with the greatest first album of all time. And he told you every single thing about himself that you would ever need to know, right?
That's totally right.
At the bottom of Andrew WK. And it was great.
Yes.
I mean, that was such a fun concert. It really was. You know, he was just doing it. Pretty low-key stage setup. But, I mean, it was a great concert. And, you know, the last thing I'll say here in my notes, Jim, I noted that EPJ used the phrase, uses his guitar as a divining rod, which I found to be quite moving.
Yes. Yes. Okay. The only thing I want to say, and we can use this as the play out. He made a couple of song recommendations. And I think at one point, I don't want to take credit for discovering this song. I think somebody else, another listener, somebody who is part of the community, posted this in our Facebook group, I think, at some point and was really talking it up. Like, this song is so great. Song of the year. And I listened to it and loved it and played it like on repeat for a little while.
Oh, sweet.
And then EPJ says it's song of the year, so I think we got to play out
nice
with this song. The group, which only has two songs on the streamings, is called Wet Leg.
Yeah.
What a name that is. And
we've all been there.
That's right. And they're from the UK, and the song is called Chaise Long, is how they pronounce it. Chaise Long.
Chaise Long.
Instead of Chaise Lounge. And we'll play out with that because it is so good. It is so good. I think I texted it to you once. Listen to this, and I don't know if you got around to it or not, but if not, you'll hear it now. Okay, so let's get on to tomorrow. We're going to do some fan mail, all right?
Great.
And when you like to party, Patrick, you like to...
Party hard.
Party hard, of course. Okay, it's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lennon.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And this is Wet Leg, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, you over there on the chaise long in your underwear. What are you doing sitting down?
Rock in the Suburbs, from Benny Mardonis to Diego Maradona, they got everything covered.